there isn't a whole lot of slang, or that broad's attractive, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than a fox. I don't even like to use fox. I feel kind of like teenagey when I say, oh, she's a fox. I wait for like, yeah. I say, fox, your ass, you dummy. She's pretty, a fox, you know. You nuts. A fox is an animal. This girl's pretty.
Yeah. So any other words for women?
Oh, well, the, you know, broad, you know. The old time ones. That Sinatra was saying that. That's all, broad. If I was going to say anything else, it would be a broad. But usually it's a woman, or a lady, or a girl.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is there, do you notice yourself differentiating between when you call someone a woman or a lady?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I don't know. You know, I guess it's my upbringing. A lady, I always say a lady, as soon as a woman comes into the place dressed kind of classy and acts kind of classy, all of a sudden I find myself addressing her or talking by as a lady. But a woman to me is everyone else, you know. My mother's a woman. My mother's not a lady, you know. An everyday woman, I put that to, like I say, a lady would be more classy maybe to me. That's mm-hmm. why I would say lady.
Okay, let's talk about school for a while. You know, those fences that they have around the school buildings, what do you call them?
Those fences you have around a
school? You ever see that, you know, when you go to a school playground.
Like a picket fence?
Well.
You know, come on Bradwell?
Yeah, or any school. It's around, I think there's one around the list. There isn't one around Jane Addams, it's true. Maybe there aren't any.
You mean like a fence?
Yeah.
Cyclone fence,
I think? Yeah, is that what you call it? Anything else?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, this topic's kind of fun. I never was asked this before.
What do you call... you like this stuff. This is the real interview technique. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
All right.
What do you call in a school with a place where you go to do your sports?
The gymnasium.
Anything else?
No, just the gym.
What do you call where you go to the bathroom in
the
school?
The gym.
Anything else?
That's all. I sometimes slip into the latrine, but that's my army getting into me.
Oh, right, sure, that would be. Tell me about the kids you went to school with. What were they like? What kind of ethnic groups, racial groups, you know?
Almost all Italian. All my buddies. Mm-hmm. And typical thing you see on television about the street corner.
Yeah.
You know, the Marty, Ernest Borgnine, what do we want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Standing there all day, just all sports. We played sports morning till night. Yeah. Our parents had to come and get us.
What kind?
Softball, football, basketball, hockey, anything was competitive, you know. My group was, all of them kids were, all come from that neighborhood, really good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they did. Like I say, I can remember, like yesterday, our mother was coming and saying, you know, okay, Angelo, that's enough now, you got to come home and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, Ma, come on, it's the last inning, just go home, I'll be there in 20 minutes, which went into an hour and then 2 hours. We never wanted to leave, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my whole... And trying to get in with the girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How far did you get, you know, like back in them days? Well, maybe it ain't too long ago, but it sure does seem like the difference. But, you know, how far are you advancing with the girl? Oh, yeah, did you get any? Well, no, man, but...
What'd you call it?
Like a summer of 42, you know.
Yeah.
What do we call it?
When you got everything you wanted.
All the way.
Yeah,
you know, did. All the way. And then if you were just with the clothes on, it was dry riding, you know. I don't know what you thought. Say, well, hey, I'm dry right. That was a big step. You kidding me? You know, she let you do that? Yeah. You know, Tony's a lover. So, stuff like that.
Yeah. What ethnic groups besides were there?
There were a few Polish kids we had with us. A couple Croatian kids.
Yeah.
A couple Slovenian kids.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Uh-huh.
We had one Irish kid.
Yeah.
For a guy.
In your group, you mean?
In my group.
Yeah.
Danny was about 6'3".
Yeah.
Real nice red complexion.
Yeah.
And blonde hair. And yeah. He hung around with 30 guys that were small, dark, looked like olives. It was really sickening. You know, and all Irish cops there, and he was our out man.
Oh, that was good. That's
oh, he was the guy. You know, as soon as they heard his name, she and Tibby Fane, team. What are you doing with all these diggles? You know, then he let us all go.
Yeah.
She was the kind of guy to have with you.
Yeah. Well, what about other ethnic groups in the school? Was there any tension?
Just a little bit with the... With the Slovenians and the Italians, not a religious thing, because they're Slovenians are Catholics too.
Right.
But in that little area,
so all the guys in your group were Catholics.
All of them, yeah. I just right. I never until I married now.
Right.